Good morning, and welcome back to the Independence Baptist Church's weekly radio broadcast. Now, so far this month, we've talked about the modern-day attack on the Bible. We also talked about what God has done for us. But this week, we're going to start a short series titled The Four Main Words. Now, I'm not going to tell you what these four words are, but we'll leave that up to Pastor Reynolds. But I do think that you will really enjoy this quick study on these four very, very important words.
This morning, I'd like to speak on the subject of four main words. Think about this, that sin, salvation, the word Christian, and the word church. If we would just understand these four vital truths, we would be a long way toward doing what God wants us to do. Now, think about sin, first of all. Sin is simply missing the mark. It is a failure to obey the commandments set forth in the Word of God. This is not failing to do what we think is right to do. Understand the difference. You see, sin is a failing to obey the commands of God. It is not failing to do what I think is right to do. So I must always obey the Lord or I sin. That's it. Now, there are two types of sin. There is original sin and then there is daily sin. All right? Original sin simply means that is the sin of Adam and Eve. It came upon us and we have all sinned in that fashion. We are all doomed to an eternal hell. If we never trust Christ, then we are doomed. That's it. If we consider daily sins, that is, sins that we all sin every day, these are divided into two groups, the sin of omission and the sins of commission. You see, the Bible says that when we are cleansed from the original sin at salvation, and then daily we confess our sins, the Bible states, in the book of 1 John 1 and verse 8 through 10. The Bible says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. That's 1 John 1 verse 8. The Bible says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. So everybody has sin. That's it. And we need to confess our sins before the Lord. In verse number 9, the Bible says, if we confess our sins, if we confess our sins to the Lord, He is faithful and He is just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Wow! That is an amazing thing. If we confess our sins, the Bible says in 1 John 1 in verse number 9 that God is faithful and He is just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. That is a marvelous thing. This is by the power of Almighty God. So if a person wants to confess that they're a sinner, God is faithful and He's just to forgive them. But if they do not confess their sins, if they say we have no sin, then they are only deceiving themselves and the truth is not in them at all. In verse number 10, the Bible states, if we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. So here's the thing. If anybody says that they have not sinned, then that person has made Christ a liar and His word is not in them at all. Now, I remember one time that I visited a young man that was mixed up. This young man got into a lot of trouble with drugs. And this man was actually about to lose his mind. Because he had taken so many drugs that he was losing what reasoning ability that he had. But I spoke to this young man on a number of times. I told him this verse of Scripture many times. But I don't really know if the guy ever really understood what I was saying or not. But I visited with him many, many times. But the Bible says, if we say we have not sinned, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, you see, if we confess our sins. So that is what we need to do. We need to confess our sins before the Lord. Not to one another, but confess our sins to the Lord. He's the one that watches over everything. He's the one that knows us. And so we confess our sins to the Lord, and the Lord is faithful, and He is just to forgive us of our sins. And He cleanses us from all unrighteousness. But if we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us at all. Now, point number two is salvation. Salvation is much, much more than just believing in Christ. It's much more. Now notice, in the book of John, chapter number 8 and verse number 30 and verse number 32, here are some people who they believed without being eternally saved. I remember a man once told me that he would never come to services, even though this man was a member of the church. He said, I will never come to church because of my body odor. But this young man went to dances all the time. This young man told me over and over again that he was saved and he was a member of the church, but he would be watching me if I did not do right, that he would come to church and just vote me out. Isn't that amazing? This man said that he believed in Christ, but there was no fruits whatsoever to ever prove it at all. Notice in the book of John 8 and verse number 32, the Bible said, as he spake these words, many believed on him. The Bible said in verse number 31, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Notice that Jesus said to these people that believed on him, they said, Jesus said to them, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You see, the point here is that these Jews who believed on Christ did not believe in Christ to the salvation of their eternal soul. They only believed in Christ because they said He is the one. But they didn't follow Jesus. Actually, in John chapter number 8 and verse number 33, these people began to question Christ, because He said to them, if you continue in my word. They began to question Him. They continued questioning Him. And finally, at the end of the chapter, these people took up stones to cast at Christ and to kill Him. Think of this. That salvation is a redeeming. Salvation is the purchasing from the slave market of sin. And I'm thankful that when I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, that He has saved me forever and ever and ever. I'm glad that salvation is a gift that God has given to me and given to me surely. I'm thankful for that. You see, the word redeemed comes from a word that means deemed. Take it like this. One person looks at an item and they say, I deem this item to be worth so much. And then the other person says, I will redeem it for so much. And so that's where salvation is a redeeming, you see. That salvation is a purchasing from the slave market of sin. And when a person is saved from the slave market of sin, they don't want to go back. They don't want to go back and do that evil thing that they have done before. You see, we can say that the proof of the pudding is in the eating. It's just like the proof of the believing is in the life. Think about Judas, for example. Judas did all of the things that a Christian would do, but Judas was lost. The Bible says that Judas betrayed Jesus Christ for 30 pieces of silver. And then, when he saw that he was condemned, Judas went out and he hung himself. This man had no idea of the grace of Almighty God. And yet Peter, who is a man who was saved by the grace of Almighty God, when he denied Jesus Christ, the Bible says when he saw what he'd done, he went out and wept bitterly. But Peter didn't go out and kill himself. But he went out and wept bitterly, you see. So there's a difference there in Judas and in the Apostle Peter. Think of this, that only you and God knows about your salvation. That's right. Only you and God knows. Why? Say, well, don't everybody else know? No, they don't really know. They don't know what's in your heart. Just like Judas. People cannot see what's in Judas's heart. All they can see is the actions that Judas acted. That's all they can see. So the Bible states very clearly and very plainly here that salvation is more than just believing. I think believing is a good thing to start with, but a person that believes in Christ must follow through. They must continue to do what Christ wants them to do all of their lives. Why? It's because salvation is a gift that God gives that we can never, ever, ever take away. I'm thankful to know that that is so. If you're lost today, I pray that you might trust Christ and see that Jesus Christ can redeem you from an everlasting hell.
So, sin, salvation, Christian, and church. Very, very important words that everyone is familiar with, but their true meaning is so often overlooked. We were only able to get into some of this topic today, so we'll be picking up with this again next Sunday on more about these four main words. Now, in the meantime, we would love to have you come and join us for services. We are located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Our services today will be starting at 10 a.m. with Sunday school, followed by morning worship services at 11 a.m. We'll then be meeting for an afternoon prayer meeting at 3:45, followed by 4:30 worship services. And if you'd like to learn more about our church, you can log into our website at independencebaptist.org. And from the website, you can listen to prior radio broadcasts, special revival services, and you can also read many different books and articles that have been posted. We also have our weekly sermons posted to a website labeled sermonaudio.com/IBC if you'd like to listen to those messages preached directly from our pulpit. Now, for example, Pastor Reynolds has a message called Peace in the Midst of the Storm. And you don't have to look very far for trials and troubles in people's lives. And it's great understanding that God is in control and that He can cause peace even in the midst of the storm. And that is a message that so many people really, really need to hear. We also have a series on sermon audio from Brother Philip Thomas dealing with prophecy found in Daniel chapter 11. And it is absolutely amazing to look back over history and see all the things that the Lord has sent to His prophets, and those things have since came true. Now, we are very thankful that the Lord has allowed us to have this radio broadcast, and we truly hope that it's been a blessing to you. And we just want to thank you again before our time's up today, and we are glad that you're able to listen. And now we hope that you'll be able to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for the continuation of this series on the four main words.